John 19:1-16, Pilate sentences Jesus to die. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Meditating and sharing the word of with one another is a big part of walking with Jesus and becoming like him. John chapter 19 continues the account of Jesus' trial before Pilate, followed by his crucifixion and death. I chose two key verses to highlight this chapter. The first is John 19:19. Pilate had them write a sign and put it on the cross. It said, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This was the crime for which Jesus was sentenced. The second key verse is John 19:13. "It is finished." These words Jesus spoke from the cross. The work Jesus came to do was finished. He died to forgive the sins of the world and to restore us to live in a love relationship with God. Thank God that Jesus finished the work of our salvation and that we are saved and forgiven by trusting in what he has done for us. Let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for enduring the cross for us. Open our hearts and our eyes as we study this chapter. Show us the greatness of your grace and mercy. Transform us into your image. Speak to us through each part of this study, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 19:1-16. Pilate sentences Jesus to die. We'll begin at verse 1. John 19:1-3. "So Pilate then took Jesus and flogged him. The soldiers twisted thorns into a crown and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple garment. They kept saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews,' and they kept slapping him." Meditation question. The soldiers cruelly mocked and beat Jesus. Explain why and how Jesus accepted this punishment. The first part of chapter 19 is a continuation of Jesus' trial before Pilate, which began in chapter 18. Jesus had not yet been sentenced, but they beat him and mocked him as part of the event. The soldiers flogged Jesus with a whip. It contained pieces of bone and metal in the leather straps so that it pulled off pieces of human flesh, so that Jesus' back was red with blood. This flogging was so severe that many did not survive long enough to be crucified. Pilate wanted to appeal to the sympathy of the mob, hoping that they would be satisfied with the flogging and call for Jesus to be released. The soldiers mocked Jesus by putting a crown of thorns on his head and then putting a purple garment on him. They mocked Jesus, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," as they continued to slap him with their hands. The Son of God, who is the King of Kings, was rejected, shamed, and scorned by the Roman soldiers. This happened before Jesus was sentenced. Jesus defeated sin, which is rooted in pride, by humbling himself. He was completely righteous and was God in human flesh. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He should have been honored and exalted, but he humbled himself to free us from sin and the power of Satan. He was mocked by the Roman soldiers and rejected by his own people. He took our shame and guilt upon himself in the greatest act of love and humility ever known. Verse 4-6. "Then Pilate went out again and said to them, 'Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no basis of charge against him.' Jesus therefore came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. Pilate said to them, 'Behold the man.' When therefore the chief priests and officers saw him, they shouted, 'Crucify, crucify.' Meditation question. Why did they hate Jesus so much? Pilate did not understand how much the Jewish leaders hated Jesus. They were full of rage and disdain for this man who dared to criticize them and challenge their authority and integrity. When they saw Jesus bloodied from the beating and crowned with thorns that penetrated his scalp, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify." Their anger and their hate was undoubtedly fueled by Satan and his demons, who thought Jesus' death would be their victory. They were wrong. Pilate said to them, verse 6, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no basis of charge against him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When therefore Pilate heard this saying, he was more afraid. He entered into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. Meditation question. Why was Pilate afraid when Jesus said, "By our law he ought to die, because he claims to be the Son of God"? Pilate declared, "I find no basis of charge against him." Then the Jews added another accusation to try to convince Pilate to kill Jesus. "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he claims to be the Son of God." This was a Jewish law, so it did not impact Pilate's decision. However, Pilate was afraid when he heard this. Romans tended to believe in human deities, unlike the Jews, who asserted that there was only one God. Pilate knew there was something different about Jesus and that he was innocent. Pilate probably wondered whether Jesus was some kind of a god in a human body. That is why he asked, "Where are you from?" Pilate was worried about what would happen if he sentenced a god to death. Most people in the world think like Pilate. They believe there are gods, spirits, demons, and powers in this world, but do not understand the one true God, the creator and ruler of all things. Pilate already declared Jesus to be innocent, so he had to release Jesus or agree to a perversion of justice. If Jesus was a supernatural being like Hercules or some other god, Pilate did not want to mistreat him or bring divine judgment on himself. This certainly went through the mind of Pilate. Pilate's wife had a dream and sent a message telling him not to have anything to do with Jesus. She said in Matthew 27:19, "He is not guilty. Last night I had a dream about him, which greatly troubled me." Verse 10. Pilate therefore said to him, "Aren't you speaking to me? Don't you know that I have the power to release you and have the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power at all against me unless it were given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has greater sin." Meditation question. How did Jesus view Pilate's authority? Why was the sin of Caiaphas, the high priest, who handed Jesus over to Pilate, worse than Pilate's sin? Jesus explained his view about Pilate's authority. He did not argue or condemn Pilate, even though Pilate sentenced him to be crucified. Jesus acknowledged that Pilate's authority was from God. Jesus said in verse 11, "You would have no power at all against me unless it were given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered you to me has greater sin." The Jews pressured Pilate to sentence Jesus to death. Pilate's decision was wrong, but he was fulfilling his responsibility as a Roman governor. The Jews who handed Jesus over to Pilate, however, were full of hate and anger towards Jesus. Pilate tried to release Jesus, but they were incensed and could not rest until Jesus was dead. Caiaphas, the high priest, was the one who delivered Jesus to Pilate. He was the highest religious leader in Israel. Caiaphas and his officials chose to hand over Jesus to Pilate and falsely accuse him. They did not follow God, the Bible, or even their civil laws. They should have known better. They should have seen that Jesus came into this world to reveal the Father to them, but their hearts were hard and full of hate. Caiaphas and the Jewish leaders rejected Jesus, the Son of God, and sought to kill him to maintain their positions and authority. They did not honor or respect God's laws. Their pride and hate drove them to reject God himself. Jesus said, "You would have no power at all against me unless it was given to you from above." One lesson we should note from his words is that we are not in charge. Pilate thought he was in charge, and we think we are in charge sometimes, but we are not. God is in charge. Therefore, we can submit to his will and do his will. That is what Jesus did. It looked like Jesus was powerless, but he was doing what the Father wanted him to do, which changed the world. We need to give up being in control and know that God is in control. Our job is to trust him and to surrender to his will. Verses 12 and 13. At this, Pilate was seeking to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you aren't Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat called a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Meditation question: why did Pilate give in to Jesus to the Jews and decide to crucify Jesus, even though he knew Jesus was innocent? Pilate had the authority to set Jesus free, but he gave in to the pressure from the Jews and handed Jesus over to be crucified. In verse 12, they said, "If you release this man, you aren't Caesar's friend. Anyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he sat on the judgment seat and gave in to their demands to crucify Jesus. The phrase "friend of Caesar" was a unique term referring to a status given by Caesar to loyal subjects who served him well. Those who he called a friend of Caesar had special status and privileges. Pilate would not want to anything to be reported to Caesar that would undermine his relationship to him. The Jews said that Jesus opposed Caesar by claiming to be a king. Most people would like to think that they are not biased and would not give in to peer or social pressure. However, we all strongly desire to be accepted and not be criticized by others. Perhaps we are more like Pilate than we would like to think. Sometimes we are motivated by the fear of man or the desire to be accepted and honored by others. There is a time, however, when we must stand alone against the crowd and do what is right. One time, a good friend of mine was ostracized by a group of leaders because of a mistake he had made. I called them out and told them they were wrong. They were more concerned about their religious rules and reputations than loving and restoring a brother. They also ostracized me, but I am glad I stood up to them. I think that some of them eventually changed, but many of them are still stuck in their religiosity, just like the Jews who killed Jesus. Verse 14. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, about the sixth hours. He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. Meditation question: why did Pilate say to the Jewish leaders, "Behold your king," and "Shall I crucify your king"? Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. I think Pilate was sarcastically saying to the Jews, "Behold your king." They shouted again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate was saying, "This man is innocent. I find no reason to charge him, but you want to crucify him because he claims to be your king. He is no threat to Rome." Pilate reasoned, "There's no good reason to kill this man. He is just a poor man who has been beaten and flogged. Why do you want me to crucify your king? Why do you want to kill this man?" This made no sense to Pilate, but eventually he gave in to them and crucified Jesus, the king of the Jews. Pilate gave in to the crowd and did what he knew was wrong. When I read the hate-filled words of the Jewish leaders, we have no king but Caesar, I am reminded of the words in John chapter 1, verse 11. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. How could they reject their Messiah and king? How could they reject his offer of mercy and forgiveness? This only accentuates the greatness of his love, and that Jesus went through all of this, even for them and for us. Let's pray. Thank you for going to the cross for us. Thank you for humbling yourself, suffering for us, and taking all our sin and shame upon yourself. Make us like you. May the cross impact our lives and thinking every day. May we humbly live in the great grace and mercy you have given us. In your name, amen.